Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 27th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
State roundup. Trump plans to pull key OC wind farm permit. Primary care doctors in short supply. Moore corrects Trump on source of key bridge funds. The Trump administration intends to revoke the federal permit issued to U.S. Wind for a wind farm off the coast of Ocean City. Finding a primary care doctor is challenging in Maryland, especially for Medicaid patients due to low reimbursement rates. Governor Wes Moore corrected President Trump on the source of funds for the Key Bridge construction. President Trump's executive order on cashless bail could impact Montgomery and St. Mary's counties. The escalating war of words between Trump and Moore continues, with Trump calling Baltimore a horrible deathbed. The first human case of screwworm in the U.S. has been traced to a Maryland resident. Annapolis municipal races are heating up as early voting approaches. Baltimore County farmers are seeking the creation of a Department of Agriculture to better serve their needs. Former priest William Mannion faces charges despite being omitted from the AG's list of allegedly abusive priests. Harbor Place redevelopment aims to improve access to the water and connectivity to the city.
Gaston Dental Associates unveils new website to serve the Gastonia community better. Gaston Dental Associates, a trusted dental practice in Gastonia, NC, has unveiled its newly redesigned website, www.gastondentalassociates.com. The updated site offers easy navigation to explore services like preventive dentistry, general dentistry, restorative dentistry, oral surgery, and emergency care. Led by Dr. Catherine Schneider, Dr. Morgan Phillips, and Dr. Mark Lassiter, the practice provides personalized care in a family-centered environment. With a commitment to community health, Gaston Dental Associates aims to make dental visits stress-free and convenient for patients in Gastonia and surrounding areas. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit their new website or contact the office directly. Collection Pro guarantees a 100% recovery of out-of-network claims with zero risk. Collection Pro, a healthcare collections and revenue recovery company, guarantees 100% recovery of out-of-network claims through independent dispute resolution under the No Surprises Act. With no upfront fees, providers only pay if Collection Pro wins. Their success-based solutions include legal assistance, scrubbing and refiling claims, and a low success-based fee of 10%. Collection Pro has handled over 10,000 arbitrations with a 92% success rate, promising five times the amount offered by payers. Their attorney-backed solution levels the playing field for California providers, ensuring fair compensation without disputes or hidden fees. Collection Pro's technology and legal expertise provide transparent and compliant claim recovery for healthcare facilities in need of a timely solution for out-of-network claims crisis.
Brentwood psychiatrist Eric Lee named a Castle Connolly top doctor for 12th time. Dr. Eric C. Lee, a psychiatrist based in Brentwood, has been named a Castle Connolly top doctor for the 12th time. Dr. Lee specializes in treating anxiety disorders, depression, addiction, ADHD, and eating disorders for patients of all ages. He focuses on cognitive behavioral therapy and takes a conservative approach to prescribing medications. Dr. Lee, who values understanding his patients' lives, partners with local schools to provide mental health services to young people. He is affiliated with UCLA Resnick Neuropsychiatric Hospital and has received high ratings from Modern Luxury Angelino and FindTopDoc.com. Dr. Lee earned his medical degree from Keck School of Medicine of USC and completed his residency and fellowship at UCLA. Castle Connolly selects top doctors based on peer nominations and rigorous criteria, ensuring quality care for patients.
BioLite, Inc., an ABVC biopharma subsidiary, receives $230,000 milestone payment from AIB, advancing botanical drug licensing collaboration. BioLite, Inc., a subsidiary of ABVC Biopharma, received a $230,000 milestone payment from AIB Biopharma, advancing botanical drug licensing collaboration. Under the agreement, BioLite could receive up to $7,000 in future payments, while ABVC could benefit from up to $6,650,000. The total deal value, including cash, equity, and royalties, could reach $667 million. The partnership aims to address the growing global market for botanical-derived therapies in psychiatric disorders like depression and ADHD. ABVC sees this collaboration as a strategic move towards becoming a leader in botanical CNS therapies, potentially unlocking long-term value for shareholders. September is National Recovery Month. Beachway Therapy Center is working to turn awareness into action. September is National Recovery Month, and Beachway Therapy Center in West Palm Beach is actively working to educate the community on supporting loved ones facing addiction and mental health challenges. According to Carrie Carlton, Vice President of Clinical Services, overcoming addiction requires compassionate, evidence-based care tailored to the individual. National Recovery Month promotes new treatment practices, educates communities, celebrates resilience, and encourages support for those on the recovery journey. To help, individuals can learn from credible resources like SAMHSA, listen without judgment, speak up against stigma, and share resources. Beachway Therapy Center offers evidence-based treatment programs and holistic practices to empower patients to heal in a safe environment. For more information, visit Beachway Therapy Center's website or follow them on social media. Investor news breaks. HeartBeam, Inc. paves way to redefine cardiac care. HeartBeam, Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has received foundational clearance from the FDA for its innovative HeartBeam system. This system, the first of its kind, is cable-free and captures the heart's electrical activity from three different directions, allowing for critical arrhythmia data to be accessed outside of traditional clinical settings. With this clearance, HeartBeam plans to expand access through early access programs, conduct field testing in medical practices, and eventually bring the system to market. By providing physicians with valuable cardiac insights outside of the hospital setting, HeartBeam aims to redefine the future of cardiac care, empowering both patients and clinicians alike.
Tech media breaks. Octane to host Cardiovascular Tech Forum 2025 in Newport Beach. Octane, a leading organization in Southern California, will host the Octane Cardiovascular Tech Forum 2025 on September 11 to 12, 2025. At VA Newport Beach. The event will bring together entrepreneurs, investors, physicians, and industry leaders to showcase the latest innovations in interventional cardiology, digital health, imaging, and medical devices. Keynote speaker Dr. John B. Simpson, a pioneering interventional cardiologist, will headline the event. The forum's committee, featuring leaders from companies like Edwards Lifesciences and UC Irvine, will guide the agenda. CEO Bill Carpu stated that the forum aims to accelerate solutions that will redefine patient outcomes and strengthen the healthcare ecosystem. For more information, visit Octane's website.
7-Hope Alliance confirms 7-OH is lawful and supported by science, addresses claims by Kratom associations. 7-Hope Alliance confirms that 7-OH is lawful and supported by science, addressing claims by the American Kratom Association. Legal experts have confirmed that 7-OH is not unlawful under the U.S. Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, and leading researchers from Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and UCLA have rejected claims of overdose deaths, respiratory depression, and widespread dependence from 7-OH. If 7-OH were unlawful, the same provisions would apply to many Kratom products on the market, and there would be no reason for the DEA to schedule the substance. The AKA's campaign is not based on science, but on eliminating competition to reclaim market share for their paid members. Seven Hope Alliance is leading the fight to protect access to 7OH through their Save7OH.org campaign, bringing together consumers, scientists, healthcare providers, and policymakers to share real stories and real science.
Isotropic Corp, OTC Youth, unveils comprehensive brand identity transformation to position company for commercial launch. Isotropic Corp unveils a comprehensive brand identity transformation to position the company for commercial launch. The rebranding reflects Isotropic's refined corporate positioning and focuses on key people in the healthcare ecosystem. With exclusive global licensing rights to breast CT technology, IsoView is the commercial model. As Isotropic positions itself to capture a share of the $8.7 billion global breast imaging market projected by 2030, the company signals its readiness to commercialize breakthrough medical research. The redesigned website introduces a modern visual identity, emphasizing its focus on patients, clinicians, and stakeholders. This strategic transformation represents a pivotal step in Isotropic's journey towards offering a first-in-class solution for more accurate breast cancer screening and diagnosis.
Q&A with Theresa Hush, CEO and founder of Roji Health Intelligence. Theresa Hush, CEO and founder of Roji Health Intelligence, started the company in 2002 with a mission to help health systems succeed in value-based care. By providing actionable data and strategies, Roji helps healthcare organizations improve patient outcomes and reduce costs. One of the biggest challenges providers face is drowning in documentation and lacking real performance data. Roji helps solve this by aggregating data sources and creating technology to visualize and resolve issues for patient outcomes and cost. They use comparative episodes of care to evaluate costs and quality outcomes, helping providers deliver better care while managing rising costs. By pulling together all data, Roji helps providers make smarter decisions for their patients, closing gaps in care and ensuring no one is left behind. Roji sees AI as a powerful tool for spotting risks sooner and personalizing care. Their vision for the future of healthcare is one where payment systems, care delivery, and patients work together for better health outcomes, with Roji bridging the gap with data to build a more sustainable healthcare system. Q&A with Scott Lynch, President and CEO of Colonial Systems. Scott Lynch, President and CEO of Colonial Systems, Inc., shared his journey of balancing leading a company with battling testicular cancer. After a shocking diagnosis in 2024, Scott continued working through treatment, emphasizing the importance of communication, crisis planning, compassion, and positivity in leadership. His advice to other leaders facing similar challenges includes seeking medical advice promptly, having a crisis plan in place, promoting a culture of compassion, and staying positive. This experience has shifted Scott's perspective on work-life balance, leading him to prioritize mental health and enjoy life more while still successfully running his company.
AI News Breaks, 51 Labs Inc., OTY, subsidiary partners with Lunar Aerospace to advance AI-driven space medicine. 51 Labs, OTY, announced that its subsidiary, 51 AI Labs, has partnered with Lunar Aerospace to develop AI-driven drug repurposing initiatives for space medicine. The collaboration will focus on addressing health challenges in microgravity, including immune support, musculoskeletal resilience, neuroocular protection, cardiovascular stability, cognitive performance, sleep optimization, and metabolic longevity. Pilot programs will test AI-curated therapeutics and nutraceuticals in space-relevant conditions, offering a cost-efficient path to innovation. With the global space medicine market projected to grow from $948.7 million in 2025 to $1.97 billion by 2032 at an 11% CAGR, the partnership positions 51 Labs to capitalize on expanding demand while creating dual-use opportunities across aerospace, defense, longevity, and precision health markets. NRx Pharmaceuticals' approach to treating depression and suicide ideation brings modern solution to centuries-old problem. NRx Pharmaceuticals, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, is at the forefront of developing modern solutions for centuries-old problems like depression and suicide ideation. Their lead program, NRx 101, targets the brain's NMDA receptor to address the loss of neuroplasticity associated with these conditions. Recently, NRX-100 received fast-track designation from the US FDA for treating suicidal ideation in patients with depression, expanding its potential market reach. In addition to drug development, NRX is also opening treatment clinics nationwide through its subsidiary Hope Therapeutics to provide comprehensive care for those in need. Rethink First named an Inc. 5000 fastest-growing private company for 7th year. Rethink First, a leading global health technology company, has been named to the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies for the 7th consecutive year. CEO Ben Sems expressed pride in the company's growth, emphasizing their mission to improve lives through expanding access to effective behavioral health care. Rethink First offers cloud-based solutions leveraging data science and AI to support diverse communities, including students, educators, parents, clinicians, and neurodivergent individuals. With over 11 million employees benefiting from their services worldwide, Rethink First continues to drive meaningful clinical outcomes and performance improvements for their customers. SBC Medical grows franchises, repeat visits during first half of 2025. Company completes share buyback program. SBC Medical Group Holdings Inc., the Japanese owner of cosmetic surgery clinics, saw a 16% decrease in revenue in the first half of 2025, but this was expected due to strategic shifts. The company expanded franchise locations by 16% and saw a 14% increase in repeat customer visits. SBC Medical is focused on making aesthetic medicine more accessible and differentiating itself in the market. The company completed a share buyback program, believing its stock is undervalued. Despite near-term challenges, SBC Medical is positioning itself for long-term growth and remains confident in its strategic roadmap. Web3 Media Breaks, NextPlat Corp., NXPL, NXPLW, expands healthcare operations with new leadership and investments. NextPlat Corp., a global consumer products and services company, has announced a strategic expansion of its healthcare operations. This initiative includes new senior leadership appointments and investments to support growth into high-value patient services. NextPlat, listed on NASDAQ as NXPL and NXPLW, aims to capitalize on high-growth sectors like technology and healthcare. Through acquisitions and collaborations, the company assists businesses in selling goods online, domestically and internationally. NextPlat operates an e-commerce communications division worldwide and provides pharmacy and healthcare data management services in the United States through its subsidiary, Progressive Care Inc. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Web3 MediaWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the next generation of internet technologies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Blocking glioblastoma-triggered brain damage could slow the aggressive tumor's growth. New research from University College London suggests that blocking the brain damage caused by glioblastoma could slow the tumor's growth and keep the patient's brain functioning better for longer. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. are exploring different approaches to develop treatments for this aggressive tumor. Investors can find the latest news and updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focused on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit biomedwire.com. Lionheart Health partners with AI-enhanced whole-body MRI innovation leader CoreViva in XPRIZE HealthSpan competition and more. Lionheart Health, Inc., partners with CoreViva to offer AI-enhanced full-body MRI scans to patients in their Lionheart Clotho Wellness Program. Lionheart is a semi-finalist in the XPRIZE HealthSpan competition, focusing on elevating circulating Clotho levels. The program includes Clotho-promoting meals, daily Clotho supplements, bioelectric Clotho-enhanced exercise, and optional therapies like hyperbaric oxygen and infrared sauna. Dr. Leslie Miller, Chief Medical Officer, emphasizes the importance of the AI MRI in tracking progress. Lionheart Health Inc. is a spin-out of Lionheart Ventures LLC, with a focus on bioelectric protein expressions for health span longevity. CoreViva aims to improve early disease detection through advanced whole-body MRI scans and wellness education.
World Heart Federation honors American Heart Association CEO for lifetime of impact. The World Heart Federation is set to honor Nancy Brown, CEO of the American Heart Association, with its Lifetime Achievement Award for her leadership in transforming cardiovascular health globally. The award will be presented at the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Madrid. Brown has been with the Heart Association since 1986, serving in various roles before becoming CEO in 2008. Under her leadership, the organization has advanced science, innovation, and advocacy in over 100 countries. The World Heart Federation praised Brown's visionary leadership and commitment to improving health. Brown's accomplishments include launching global quality improvement programs, investing in women's heart health, and leading CPR education efforts. The American Heart Association continues to be a relentless force for longer, healthier lives.
Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ-NGX, reports major clinical trial milestones, strategic progress in rare disease treatment pipeline. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, has reported major clinical trial milestones and strategic progress in their rare disease treatment pipeline. The CEO expresses confidence in the late-stage pipeline and upcoming key development milestones. The company's diversified pipeline strategy includes multiple therapeutic areas beyond CTCL treatment. With pivotal Phase 3 cancer trial results expected in 2026 and fast-tracked therapies advancing, Solagenix is poised to potentially transform treatment paradigms for rare diseases. The pipeline includes a novel photodynamic drug therapy and other innovative technologies to address medical challenges. CEO Christopher J. Schaber remains optimistic about the company's progress, with top-line results from a Phase 2A clinical trial on the horizon. Tech media breaks. Isotropic Corporation, IZO, Hubie IZOZF, FSE 1R3 announces $300 million private placement and warrant extension. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company focused on imaging-based products for breast cancer care, has announced a non-brokered private placement of up to 1.2 million units at 25 cents each to raise up to $300,000. Each unit includes one common share and one transferable warrant exercisable at 50 cents for 3 years. The proceeds will be used for general working capital. Additionally, the company extended the expiry of 2,841,325 warrants issued in September 2023 by 1 year to September 20, 2026, pending final CSE approval. For more information, visit Isotropic's website at isocorp.com or review its profile on SEDAR at sedarplus.ca.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.